the economy is improving. You know, things seem to be opening up. So there are different kinds of companies out there in terms of how they're regarding what's going on out in industry and business in the world. You have some companies that are hiring now because they've had pent-up demand, pent-up headcount. So they're out there trying to fill jobs. Then you have companies that are still quite nervous about doing anything. So they're sitting back and they're waiting for things to get even better. The smartest companies, I think, are the ones who are starting to torque up a little bit, but they're not looking at filling headcount. These are companies who are looking at their hiring more like doing a merger or doing an acquisition. They're not just interested in filling holes. And if you look at HR departments, you know, I think of HR departments as the proverbial, you know, person who carries around a hammer, and consequently everything looks like a nail. They've got openings, and so they look at you, and they're trying to figure out, are you the kind of peg or the nail that's going to fit in this particular kind of hole? They're being specific in doing their searches, but I don't think they're asking the kind of right questions, and it's often what puts you in a tough spot if you're out looking for a job. If you think about that, it's kind of a profound idea, but it's almost silly. Because everyone that a company hires should be kind of a merger or an acquisition. You're acquiring a constellation of skills and abilities and potential revenue or profit source that's going to help to build the business. And yet most companies don't work that way because they've got this script in their heads and in their operation that basically says we've got headcount, HR writes up the job description, works with the manager. Typically, by the time a manager's need gets translated into HREs and it turns into a job description and it gets posted somewhere, it's gibberish. It has very little to do with what actually needs to get done. So now you're left with the challenge. You get called into the interview. You're left with the challenge of trying to figure out, what does this manager really want? And managers tend to be terrible. I don't know how many of you have been in interviews where you'll spend an hour or two and you walk out and you're still not sure what it is the manager actually needs to have done. What I encourage you to do is ask yourself, when you're approaching a company, whether it's through a job posting, something you've heard about, through a headhunter, is the company looking at you in terms of your keywords, your specific skills, your specific background? Is it going to fit? Or are you the equivalent of another business that they're looking at acquiring or merging with?